Today, one of our listeners writes in and they want to know, how do I cultivate godly character while waiting on the Lord? Well, a little over 7 years ago, in May 2012, I graduated from seminary with my second master's degree. And since that time, I've been applying to a variety of pastor positions to no avail. While I've had a lot of interviews, none of them have resulted in me receiving a call from a local church. In the meantime, I've served in the local church in a variety of roles since graduating high school almost 2 decades ago. Presently, I'm serving as a writer, editor, podcaster, and speaker living in Southern California. While waiting on God is challenging, frustrating, painful. You see, our flesh and our instantaneous instant gratification society, it doesn't teach us patience. Instead, it teaches us to snap our fingers and to expect whatever we want in minutes. Today, you might be like me. You might be waiting on the Lord to provide that job you want. Or you might be struggling with discouragement, depression, anxiety, and worry. Well, guess what? I don't have a magic formula that's going to ensure that you're going to get what you want in an instant. Nor do I have a to-do list for you to reach your best life today. And let's be honest, you and I both know that won't work anyway. Instead, what you and I both need is the Bible and what it teaches about waiting on God. So what does the Bible teach about waiting on the Lord? The Lord gives us great promises in His Word so that we'll trust Him in seasons of life where we're waiting on Him. Now, let's look at a few of these verses. Lamentations 3:5 says, "The Lord is good to those who wait on Him, to the soul who seeks Him." Psalm 33:20-22, "Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in Him, because we trust in His holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in You." Psalm 135:6 says, I will wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning." Psalm 27:14, "Wait for the Lord. Be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Micah 7:7 says, "But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me." Isaiah 64:4, "From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear. No one has seen a God besides You who acts for those who wait for Him." So what does it mean now to focus on the Lord? You see, I don't know about you, but I'm often guilty of focusing too much on my circumstances. When we replay our situations over and over in our mind, we're not thinking about what is noble, pure, and good, as Philippians 4:8 says. If we're so focused on what is negative in our lives, we will never give thanks like we've been commanded by Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And if we aren't giving thanks, we will focus too much on our circumstances. We will become frustrated with life, discouraged, depressed, full of anxiety. Instead, what the Lord offers us is to rejoice in Him because we believe that He alone is sufficient. See, such a perspective shift will help us become focused less on our challenges and more on the Lord who helps us through our difficulties. Challenges and opportunities help us to grow in grace. Within the last month or so, a book project of mine got rejected by a major Christian publisher. And then again, I got that dreaded email, though nicely worded, that I was rejected by a church for a pastor position I applied to. Talk about a double whammy. It felt like a punch in the gut. I needless to say, I didn't take it very well. I immediately went negative. Later in the evening, I went on a walk. I had a good cry. I poured out my soul to the Lord. I preached the gospel to myself. Then I walked back home, headed to bed, kissed my wife, and told her I loved her. I prayed and hit my pillow to sleep for the night. Woke up the next morning, ready for the day, refreshed. Lord. At the moment, that rejection from my book project and the church devastated me. But what I remember while on my walk was that Jesus was thoroughly rejected in every way by humanity at the cross. I considered how my worst days are nothing compared to Jesus' worst day. See, it was because He was rejected by the world He came to save. I'm now adopted, fully accepted, loved by Him because of His finished and sufficient work. You see, the seasons of our lives are not for us alone. They are for others. And when you grab hold at the heart level that God is faithful and good, you will wait on Him with faith in Him. And you'll also trust Him in the storms of life, knowing that the storm may shake you, but you are held in the storm by none other than the Creator and Lord, who secures your salvation in Christ alone. You might say right now, I I get that in my head, but it's not just in the head where this truth should hit you. We need to know and experience these truths in our hearts. You see, as I continue to grow myself in applying these truths to my own heart, I grow more peaceful and content in Christ. And to that end, I daily remind myself that the seasons of my life are governed by the hands of the sovereign God who loves me and who cares for me. This truth helps me to face the present and the future with confidence and sovereignty. Perhaps today you're tired of waiting. You're frustrated. And that's understandable. Maybe you've been waiting patiently and sometimes not. But what you need to understand is this. In Christ, you and I have been given everything. And all of it is grace. No matter how long we have to wait on the Lord is still good. And He is still sufficient. So we can trust the Lord while we wait on Him and look to the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus, who alone secures the beloved and who now faithfully intercedes for the people of God. So let you and I commit as His friends while we wait on the Lord to trust and to grow in Him. It's here in waiting on God where we will become men and women of godly character, useful to our Master so that He may use us to lift high the name of Jesus for His glory. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Servants of Grace podcast. You know, we aim here to provide trustworthy resources for you on theological questions. But we also are going through the book of 1 Samuel on this podcast. So I want to thank you for tuning in to this show, and I pray that this is encouraging to you and that you'll share it with your friends. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.